to the adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
It keeps on burning and giving and showing me your feelings, loving me like I loved you. You never took the chance to, but still I'm running like a river, trying to find a way back to you.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio. And I'm here with our next guest who has some really, really good music that you need to check out. So let's welcome to the show, Kylie Spence. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I just have to say right off the bat, I want to ask you how it felt to play with REO Speedwagon.
Oh my gosh. It was so... It still kind of shocks me that I got so lucky enough to do that. It was incredible. And like their fans were so kind, and it was a great night overall. And they're such wonderful performers. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Okay. So now what are you going to do to top that?
I don't know. That's a great question. I would say have REO open for me, but I don't even think that's a possibility.
You never know. It might happen.
Maybe do a song with them or something. They're awesome.
Meanwhile, you do have some October dates too. So yeah, those will probably be even better shows, I'm betting.
Yeah, I think I'm excited for these shows because I'll be with a band. And for the REO Speedwagon show, it was just me and my guitar up there, which is always fun because it's just super intimate. But yeah, for the California shows, and I have one Bozeman show, it's going to be me with a band. So I'm really excited for that.
So you've been doing this since you're like, you know, a little one, and so
yeah,
to speak. Tell us what happened. What made you get into music? Like there's always some kind of spark that happens when it happens that young.
Sure. Yeah. So I've always been super artistic. You know, my mom's a photographer, so I grew up with, like, you know, art just being in the house in general. And I was writing poems and like short stories for class. And then eventually I started musical theater. And I remember the day I really did not want to do it, but my mom was like, Kylie, it'll be good for you. So she took me and I did like an audition for like the theater. And I came home that day with like the lead role. It was some like little kids, like, you know, musical theater thing. So really not a big deal. But I remember like coming home that day and I was like, wow, like, I got the lead role. Like, this is so awesome. You know, and kind of from there, I started singing lessons. And then I remember really wanting to start the guitar because at the time, you know, I was watching Taylor Swift. She was like my idol. She still is my idol. But I was watching her, you know, play guitar and sing. And I just was so inspired. So I told my mom, I finally convinced her. I'm like, can you please take me to Guitar Center? And I bought my own guitar, you know, and then started teaching myself chords. And it's kind of been just like a spiral, you know, started writing and then started, you know, recording my music. And it's just been an ongoing thing since then.
Nice. Cause yeah, you know, I think it is something sometimes natural in you because there's a lot of work to learn how to play guitar, to learn how to sing properly, to write songs. And for some people that's, you know, that's something that they have a passion for putting that work and effort into, whereas there's totally others that there's not. And I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
So tell us about River.
River. So that song I wrote, I think it was last July or August maybe. But I wrote that song and it was the first song I had written in a while. I was going through like a really heavy writer's block, and it was finally, you know, the first song I wrote, and I wrote it pretty quickly and very quickly fell in love with that song. I just think it's so beautiful. And, you know, it's kind of about like, I think from where I'm at now, like just observing like where I was, like, it's really about, you know, longing for someone that just doesn't want anything to do with you, you know, but I think I captured the feelings in like a really unique way where instead of shaming, like, just move on, like you're kind of embracing like, well, I can love and like, that's a really beautiful thing. So kind of embracing the fact that like, you know, even though this person's like not at all into it, you're kind of still like, hey, but like love is a beautiful thing. And like, I have access to that. And like, I have access to my feelings and emotions. And yeah, it was kind of just like, you know, a different twist on it. But in general, it's just, you know, another beautiful, sad love song.
Well, you know, what I do love about that is a lot of people can relate, because I think almost everybody has had that experience at least once, you know?
Yep, totally.
And you always wonder, I think sometimes, like, why certain people you have that connection with and others that you really want the connection with, you don't get. And, you know, just the dynamic of all that. And
yeah,
it's interesting.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. It's very relatable.
So tell us what else you got going on after you go on tour.
So I'm doing these shows and then hopefully releasing my next single called We're Still Dancing, excuse me. And I'm hoping to release that sometime next month or maybe even November, just kind of playing things by ear at the moment. But, and then after that, hopefully an EP. So yeah, definitely some new music coming and yeah, just keep, you know, new content and hopefully a collab in the future. So
nice. Who would you want to collab with?
Oh my gosh. So many people. So many people. I mean, thinking, you know, dreaming big, thinking out loud, obviously Taylor Swift. I would love to just like get coffee with her and just like ask her all the questions in the world. Who else? I'm having a brain fart at the moment. I need to like pull up my Spotify. Carter Faith. I just recently found out about her. She's country. She's in Nashville. She just released her debut EP. And I'm like a hardcore fan. Like,
nice.
Her whole project is really awesome.
So what is your favorite part about doing music?
My favorite part? Well, I think it changes, you know, on a weekly basis. Cause sometimes I'm like, you know, I want to just focus on being the artist and like not having to do any of the, you know,
work,
the behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, like a lot of it is, you know, and a lot of my days have become more work than like play, which is, I'm really trying to find a balance for that, you know, so I can still write and like also have time to get all the stuff that I need to get done. But I think in general, just like writing, like I'm very empathetic and I've always been that way. So I think writing is like such a great outlet for me emotionally. So yeah, I think just, you know, creating stories, and it's funny because a lot of people just assume that I'm writing from pure experience, which in one hand like is true. But on the other hand, it's like, no, like I actually shift a lot of what goes on in the songs to kind of make it fit more, if that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, totally. I think storytelling is the key to good songwriting, and it can be your story or it could be any story.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I started writing, when I was like, you know, 13, I was 13, like hadn't ever been in love, like hadn't even had a first kiss. And I was writing like deep love songs. And I think it's just storytelling. And then also just having a deep sense of empathy that I was just able to connect to at such a young age.
An old soul.
Yes. I've been told that many times.
Well, that is definitely part of what makes a great artist as well. And, you know, it's funny because I said work, but really work depends on what you're into. And when you're like, when you're writing songs, that is work. It's a lot of work, but because you have such a passion and love for it, it's not really work, you know,
It's never really felt like too demanding on me emotionally or anything. It's just what I love and, you know, hoping to make it work. So
now tell everybody how they could connect with you on socials, on the web, check out your music, check out your tour dates, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I have everything. I'm very active on Instagram. So you can find me at Kylie and then period Spence. And I post everything on there from tour dates. Also my website, kyliespence.com. You can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, pretty much everywhere music is out these days. I also just put out a music video for River 2. It's really well done. You can check that out too. It's on my YouTube.
Nice. I did check it out. They should definitely watch the video, and it rocks for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, it was one of my favorite projects for sure.
So is there anything we haven't covered that you want the listeners to know about you?
Oh, gosh. Way to put me on the spot. I think the sad song era is slowly coming to an end, and hopefully some new upbeat music will be coming soon in the near future.
There you go. That's a good thing to share with them. I love it.
Yeah.
And everybody check it out. If you're in SoCal, then she'll be playing in Santa Ana and Pomona, South Pasadena and Hollywood. So.
October 20th, October 23rd, or October 20th, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Yep. So the 20th at FTG, 22nd at The Haven in Pomona, 23rd, Jeweled Universe, South Pasadena, and the 24th at Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
Yes.
So rock on and enjoy those shows.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.